Cordell Stewart has a book out. It's called Truth, the Cordell Stewart Story. He's on the phone. What up, Slash?
What's going on, Tom? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Slash. You know why they call him Slash, right? Former Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback, slash wide receiver, slash running back, slash go get sandwiches, slash he did everything.
Slash author.
Yes.
Now he's slash author.
Yes, sir.
And he's infamous for being the ex-husband, of course, Portia Stewart from The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yep.
Sybil?
And
all right, Sib, go in.
No.
The floor is yours, Sybil.
The floor is yours, Sib.
You have...
Sorry, Cordell, you put the book out. You called in.
Yeah, I did. I did.
I gave all your football credits, but here we go.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Go ahead, Sybil. How you doing, Sybil?
I'm good, sweetie. I got a chance to look through the book yesterday, and and you do talk a lot about, I mean, with Portia and your relationship, your marriage and the end of it and everything that came out of that, there were a lot of rumors then and accusations, but you've dealt with accusations pretty much all your professional career, haven't you?
Yeah, pretty much 18 years. It started in 98, and the rumor was that allegedly I had been arrested because of lewd acts in the park being performed on me by a transvestite, and that never happened. I don't have a record. I've never been to jail, and because I've never responded to it, it kind of took a life of its own. And the reason that I actually wrote this book was for the reasons of transparency. And when you talk about transparency, that involves, you know, people who are in the limelight, whether it be entertainers, public figures of some capacity. I just felt like it was important that I got a message out, you know, not just about that, but in how to stick to your core values and what really, really matters to you. And while none of this stuff has ever been true, I'm not a gay man. I've always been, I've had lust, and my loins have moved to a woman all my life. From the standpoint
well,
of...
Well, that's pretty graphic there. Okay, so...
Well, I mean, you know...
No, I get it, yeah.
I think we're adults, so I think we can, you know, it's been graphic on, you know, that rumor about me, so I think I can keep it in the confines of being able to tell a story on that capacity. But, you know, with that, you know, that was just a part of my process and things that I've had to deal with, you know, whether it's losing my mom at 11, which was more important than a rumor that was talked about, and, you know, a sister that passed away in 96. My dad passed away 5 years ago. I've been told as an African-American quarterback that because of my ability that I should play another position, not being respected playing a quarterback position. And if you look at the game today, everyone understands how to speak about it, whether the Colin Kaepernick, the Russell Williams, to the Cam Newton with the dad and having a great time. And all I can say to you guys, man, is my glass has always been half full. God has blessed me with so much, has given me so much to allow a moment that was distasteful and extremely disrespectful and attacking my character. To the point where I just had to pray and stand still and listen to Kirk Franklin as we were coming into the show, you know, I smile. And that's the truth. That's real. I smile at all times.
You had some tremendous lows and some tremendous highs, you know, as far as your career is concerned and certainly your personal life. What's the best advice or best thing that you've learned as advice that you can give, especially to young black men, but those who are in your sport, who have just, every time you turn around, our black quarterbacks and black players are being, you know, condemned or things are being thrown at them. What have you learned? Because I think that's what your book, it really is. It's a truth-seeking manual. What's the best advice you can give to them?
To stick to your core values, whatever they are. Find those people that really are interested in you, not being consumed and caught up into what people say, because when you choose to live this life, you're going to be put on a pedestal sometimes that you necessarily don't understand. Think about Barry Sanders. He was an extremely humble man who played for the Detroit Lions, the running back. He didn't want all the publicity. He just wanted to play ball. He scored a touchdown. He handed it to the referee. But then you have some of those guys who want to dive into that life and be a part of that and not understanding that there's real life after the game. This is just a childish game that we have an opportunity to be blessed and be compensated for doing. And all I can say is, man, just endure, stay in prayer, just try to stay close to your core values. Don't let a divorce, don't let a rumor, Don't let speculation cause you to get off your rocker. Stay where you belong and stand in your place. And again, even though you hurt, all you can do is just smile, as Kurt Franklin mentioned. And that's real. That was one of the songs I used to listen through.
You and Portia still talking?
No, I don't talk to her at all.
I don't think they were talking when they were married.
and the funny thing about that is, you know, I tried to reconcile in the last 5 to 6 months of it. And, you know, I got to be honest with you, I was madly in love with my ex-wife. I loved her to death. And loved her so much so to where, you know, I did all I could to try to make it work. I got a 12-year-old kid that I'm raising. You know, and he looks up to his daddy.
Are you into a new relationship?
Not yet, Tom. I mean, because I'm really trying to get myself to keep myself together where I am. I work with TuneIn Radio, which is talking all NFL. I'm on from 4 to 7 Monday through Friday. My show is called No Huddle. My son plays sports. He goes to school. He's an AB student. You know, I'm really having a good time in my life right now. And having this autobiography out, honestly, y'all, it is really a great place at this point in time. So to be consumed with anything else, it's wasting my time.
It's a really good book. I commend you and for standing in your truth and for telling your story and a lot of things about you that obviously I didn't know and learning from the book. And so the book is called Truth, The Cordell Stewart Story. Good job. Congratulations.
As I told you before, Sybil, I love you.
You got off pretty good, Cordell.
We love more. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Wow.